This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Mitch and Paul getting some well-deserved vacation time. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you throughout the course of this week and through next Wednesday. Live from downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, still to come this hour. Soccer analyst, handicapper Steve Wiss is going to join the program in about a half an hour. Heavy NBA this hour
Call
as well.
By his name.
The Meat Man.
There we go. Thank you.
Much better.
It's a very tepid Meat Man. No, the Meat Man. Yeah, come on now.
All right. I'll be more confident when I introduce him a little bit later. We will get into the three-game slate in the NBA. Also looking ahead to some futures. We mentioned earlier that the Hornets season win total ultimately cashed last night. Who might be next on the horizon as we look through some of those possible candidates and beyond? We're going to start with a little college hoops, though. This card, we joked with it with Tim Murray earlier on the program. Not exactly the best card in college hoops when all is said and done, yet he had a play on the Denver South Dakota State game. Was there anything that ultimately caught your attention enough to either put a play in or consider today?
Yes. I mean, the card is not very deep, like you said, so maybe we'll put our production crew to the test with some of these games. Let's go to Green Bay today, where the Fighting Doug Gottliebs get Purdue Fort Wayne. This is going to be an interesting one. Interesting because, and I think there's, I mean, maybe I'm missing some injury news here because projections have this as like a 3-point win for the Phoenix. Yet, we have a pick right now and some spots are up to -1.5. So we'll have to go and see what's going on here. If maybe there's some news that's out there that obviously we don't know about. I don't know if you would believe this or not, Stormy, but shockingly enough, the Green Bay Phoenix basketball program, not exactly well covered. So maybe hard to get some information, but
it used to be more when Gottlieb had his own radio program.
Yeah, that's very
but
true.
But now, you know, things have changed.
The reason why I bring this up, though, is Purdue Fort Wayne has lost 3 out of its last 4 games, and you look at the way that they have played, especially when you're talking about in conference, but for the season as a whole, defense hasn't been there. The offense has been awful. Been a terrible offensive rebounding team. They can shoot, but they don't have a ton of presence inside. So you do wonder what that looks like here against Gottlieb and his performances here. They're a good defensive rebounding team at the very least, but they won their last 2 games, one of them an overtime win over Northern Kentucky, beat up on Detroit Mercy relatively well. So with a couple of days off, thought maybe this was going to be a spot for Green Bay, but with this line move, I was going to sit back because I'm curious to see if maybe I'm missing something here.
Anything else that caught your attention in
college
hoops?
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't bet anything college basketball today, so if
not
you have
on
anything,
Weber State, Idaho,
go through it.
let's go with, let's see here, UC
Davis. I was
Davis.
Too busy sweating out Czechia and getting rocked, so
that's a good point.
Not great.
Yeah, you've got your niche sport as well, so that's pretty good. Let's go to UC Davis later tonight as well. This is a game of interest for me, too. Again, not like super strong opinions on any of these, but the Tritons of UC San Diego have always been, I think, an interesting group to track here. They have been one of the more overvalued teams in the country. You look at it last time out against Hawaii, they end up covering that number against the Rainbows, but that had snapped an 0-4 ATS run for UC San Diego. If you look and zoom out a little bit here, we're talking about a team that is 3-7 against the spread in their last 10. And this is following, if you remember, they got off to a really good start. They covered the first 7 games of the season. But now this is a team that the market got really high on at the beginning of the year and hasn't really seemed to figure out what to do with it. So anytime they play, I'm going to be interested in looking at where that number is, who they're playing, and if it's really worth it here. And meanwhile, you get a UC Davis team that comes in. They've won 3 straight. They've covered all 3. If you zoom out again a little bit more, we're talking about a team that's 5-3 against the spread in their last 8. So maybe 2 ships passing in the night. But yet again here, we get UC San Diego. Some spots getting bet up. I mean, we were at 5.5 earlier. Up to 6, some spots up to 6.5. So it's always interesting to me when you kind of see the stubbornness with the team when it comes to the market, and that seems to be the case. Market hasn't really adjusted on the Tritons, and yet here they are again today, despite the poor returns at the window being bet up just a little bit, just a skosh.
And we do have a couple of games actually that just tipped off in college basketball, so getting the day started not as early as we would like here on Follow the Money, but still relatively early. Bryant, UMass Lowell, New Jersey Institute of Technology, and New Hampshire going head-to-head. So if anything interesting happens in either of those games, we will let you know. By the way, and we talk about this a lot.
I'm sorry? What was that last one?
Abreast of the situation.
No, I mean it's school. You rattled that off really quickly.
New Jersey Institute of Technology and New Hampshire for inquiring minds. I'm trying to give the people what they want. Speaking of which, though.
There's somebody out there is like, you know, they're actually really great along the perimeter. Like, okay.
Something that will actually really help you, though, moving forward with college basketball. March Madness is going to be here before you know it. I do want to remind you, our March Madness betting guide, that means, will be out as well. And if you're a VSiN Pro subscriber, you get automatic up access to that throughout. In addition to being a VSiN Pro subscriber, all of the daily articles that come at VSiN.com, the real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video, everything, VSiN.com/subscribe. Got a deal right now. Get started today for $9.99, or you can save 50% off with an annual subscription, VSIN.com/subscribe. We talked about the Thursday schedule a little bit in the NBA earlier. Short three-game slate looking ahead to the All-Star break that's coming up. Before we get into like each of these games real quickly, is there any like just big thought process in these games, knowing that for vacation, like what is your approach to this card specifically?
All right. This is something that I've kind of sat on for a while. And it's one of the things that I really use quite a bit because it's helped me be extremely, extremely successful around this time of year. Don't bet on them. A couple of these games today too. I mean, you've got teams coming off second legs of back-to-backs. We're waiting for injury reports all day. Like you said, you have no idea how some of these guys are feeling right now. I mean, I've seen you on a day before your vacation starts. You're a nightmare. And so when you look at it, it's a natural inclination to kind of let down, except for people like me. You always give 100%. There is always this weird thing that happens around this time, I would say. So I don't really feel insanely strong about these. The added noise of who was going to play and who wasn't is also out there. And we still have some really clear questionables. I mean, Milwaukee and OKC, for example. Kyle Kuzma's questionable. Ryan Rollins is questionable. Those are two pretty big names. You want to find out if they're going to be out there. For the Oklahoma City Thunder, we know that Shea's not going to be out there. We know Hartenstein's not going to be out there. And Jalen Williams, as you had the report, I don't know if it's done through All-Star break or if he's just kind of dealing with something and they're going to just what was the report? That they're going to examine the injury,
I think so.
So either way, a lot of noise here. I mean, I think you can trust Oklahoma City in maybe a first half, but you're talking about their two primary ball handlers and scoring options and Shea and in Jalen Williams not being out there in a day before you head out to the All-Star break. What in the world do you get from a team like OKC is a big favorite?
Says he will be reevaluated after the All-Star break. Right hamstring, what he's dealing with. But yes, we have seen that line come down a bit, and I don't know if it's just the Jalen Williams or if it's that the Bucks played really well yesterday all of a sudden and kind of played well lately, four of their last five now, but down from 13.5 to that 11.5, as you mentioned.
Yep, Portland and Utah. We do have a lengthy injury report for the Jazz today, too. We know Keontae George is out. We talked about that during Do You Concur. Jaren Jackson done for the season because, of course, he has a growth, as they called it, on his knee. They had to remove that. And we know that Ron Burgundy, that Lowry Markin is not going to play. Walker Kessler hasn't played in forever. So we know that their big three, we'll call it, are not going to be available here today. It's why Portland's out to such a big favorite. But Denny Avdia is questionable to play. So are you going to trust to lay a number and gamble here a little bit and expect that Avdia is going to be out there? We'll see if that's going to be the case. But again, noise is kind of the theme. You look at all these injury reports, there's a ton of noise around them. The only one that I would feel relatively comfortable with is this night game tonight. Dallas on the road against the Los Angeles Lakers. You and I have covered this a ton. We've talked about this a lot.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Lakers against a bad or struggling team. That's when you lay it because they can't beat or compete with the really good teams on their schedule. They're never going to cover in those games. But when it's a bad team, the Mavs are on an 8-game losing streak. Yep. That's when when the iron's hot.
It's what you call a fraudulent team, right? A fake good team. Look at these. For instance, I mean, you look at the way that they've lost some of these games, but just look at recent results and you can see it coming in on a 2-game losing streak. Who'd they lose to? OKC and San Antonio. Who they beat? Well, there was Golden State prior to that, right? You can go down the list and we can see just these examples, and it seems like a simple handicap, but that has been the case for this team. They're a bad defensive group. They don't really have a ton. They constantly are getting lucky in some of these clutch games, as we have talked about throughout this entire season. By the way, their last victory before Golden State against Philadelphia, a clutch victory for the most part. It was 119-115 at the end, so technically not falling under their 5 minutes, five or fewer points left in terms of the deficit. So I think that you can trust, especially with a clean injury report here today, Lakers tonight, DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, that's it, that you're going to have Reeves out there and you're going to have LeBron and that you're going to be able to beat up on this team to get the bad taste out of your mouth. By the way, no Cooper Flag today and then a very long list of doubtfuls, including one of your favorite players, Najee Marshall, who's probable.
I was going to say he was upgraded from questionable to probable. So that's at least a good thing for the Mavs here. For Cooper Flag, anybody who missed it, he had an MRI, left midfoot sprain. So he's going to miss both this game and the Rising Stars game for All-Star break. I know you'll be really heartbroken with that one. He is expected to be back, though, immediately following the break. So that's a positive. The other thing that would keep me off of the Lakers, if anything, though, is just that it's still a third game in four nights type of a thing. And I haven't been liking those rest disadvantage spots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about those a lot. You can go first half, potentially. One of the things that I always like to say is, and we've discussed it a ton as well, fatigue generally manifests itself later in the game as opposed to at the beginning of the game. You know, you get up for the game, you got the jersey on, whatever. Your energy really starts well. But in any really exercise workout, you really start to die down quickly when you're talking about that workout, that exercise, or the game really lengthening out. And so for second legs of back-to-back, third games of four nights, if you want to avoid some of that, maybe you only go first half. But I think the Lakers have been strong enough in these scenarios and J.J. Redick psychotic enough that against a bad team that has almost nobody playing today, that they could be able to get this done.
That fatigue, that's why I don't believe in this whole runner's high situation. We didn't get to this and do you concur? But I have never once experienced a runner's high. When is it supposed to kick in? At what point, how far do you have to run? How much do you have to work out for the endorphins to kick in for you to feel this effect?
Never had like that in
a
workout? Never,
not
like,
a once.
In any workout ever whatsoever?
Not a once. Zip, you know? Zero, zilch.
Like that chorus.
What does it feel
the
like?
The chorus and the, you know, hits just right and you're just kind of going, you're pushing. You don't feel that little extra bump?
Never.
I don't think it makes you run like 1,000 miles an hour, but you feel like a rush of endorphins at time.
You want to tell everybody what you're doing?
No. We're keeping that on the down low for a while, okay? Once we get a little further down the road and once we get closer to where we're going to go, then yeah.
Okay.
Your husband is my mentor over the next few.
That's not a good start.
Over the next few months.
It's not a good start for anyone. We will. So we talked, obviously, about...
We already have, by the way, we already have plans for, I think, a Saturday or two, so...
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
You guys just have your own relationship
now. It involves exercise.
I know you guys talk about the Charlotte Hornets a lot. But
it involves exercise.
My goodness.
Speaking
of the Hornets, absolutely not. Speaking of the Hornets, you're talking. What did I eat for breakfast today?
Oh, licorice and a peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, an Uncrustable to be specific. But yes, so does that sound like a person that wants to come with you on a workout?
I don't know how you do that.
We'll be right back. Speaking of the Hornets, though, they are the second team to cash their season win total this NBA season. Who could be next? We'll hit on that and more when we return on Follow the Money.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Thursday edition of Follow the Money, live from downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch and Paul on vacation. Stormy Bonantoni, JVT, holding it down. A couple reactions on social media from our Do You Concur segment. I made the argument for the fact that just 18 holes feels like it's just too many to play on a given day. I get tired at 15, 16. So I gave some suggestions. Jason said, come on, Stormy. It's 9 or 18. None of this 12 stuff. It's okay to just play 9 and go home. Here's the thing. I don't feel like I get my fill with 9. Like 9 isn't enough for me to really get it going on a day. I need that in between area.
So you're just being difficult to be difficult.
No, I just made my pitch for what I would like.
I don't know, okay.
But then it's do you ever just play 9? I feel like it's not worth it. You might as well just pay for the round and go and just play as many as you can.
I don't play enough golf to have an opinion on this at all.
You only played that one time with Matt?
I usually play once a year, and that was during the VSiN Golf Invitational, which right now is on hiatus. So, yeah, I don't care enough to play. Like,
you know
to
what
have
I
an opinion
do want to go to? Here in town at Mandalay Bay, Swingers, it's lame. Oh, our producer Justin just said in my ear, it's lame. No, really?
People cannot hear. He is screaming.
He's literally,
ear right
legitimately in my ear. Now, lame. Don't go.
What's the Justin? What's the or maybe somebody in there knows if Justin doesn't. What's Tiger Woods mini golf place out there down south?
Pop Stroke.
That's pretty solid.
Yes, I've been to Pop Stroke. That's fun. That's why I thought Swingers would be fun because it's indoors.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Mandalay Bay usually does things right for the most part. Just kind of boozy putt-putt. It's no Scandia, but...
Are you good at mini golf?
Very good at mini golf. Very good.
That's that theory.
Let's go. I'm here for it.
No. Okay.
Don't get me started. I'm ready. That is my prime.
No,
That's where I thrive. I thrive
Your
at mini...
Prime.
That's where I thrive.
I'm calling my prime.
Mini golf and bowling.
Okay. Bowling sucks. I think bowling
sucks. What? Bowling sucks?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. What's your high game?
Oh, I remember it very distinctly. I had a bet. Was it an extra vacation day? I think I had a bet with one of my former Starbucks managers on an extra vacation day, and I smoked him with a 101.
101 one for you?
Yeah. I hate bowling, dude. It sucks.
Jeez Louise. My dad is actually devastated that I did not grow up to be a bowling prodigy and become a professional bowler. Ooh. Because I rolled like, I was really good when I was a kid. I rolled my first 200 when I was like 8.
Yeah.
And so.
My career highlight at Starbucks, outside of, again, that's where Bill Lady found me and gave me a job from. My career highlight was twofold. First off, meeting Nicolas Cage. He was a great guy. The second was meeting the "Who do you think you are? I am" guy.
Is that not the best line?
I met him at Starbucks
with the sunglasses on.
Can I tell you the best part? I tell you the best part about meeting him? He was such a jerk, and that made it so much better. Because if he wasn't that guy in person, it was actually going to be really disappointing.
Like, he was actually like a really
he was the
nice
worst.
Down to earth.
There's a lot of customers I like to punch in the face. Think back on it, he might have been one of them. But it was actually so cool.
Pete Weber, the legend.
Yeah, total jerk.
One other thing, Colin Murphy said. In agreement to our conversation about the betting apps and the tabs you need, said definitely need a futures tab. You also need to be able to filter by sport. And for graded bets, when the bet cashes, not when it's placed, very difficult to find futures bets that cash in their place months ago. Totally agree.
Yes. Obviously, very much in agreement there, again, because you know, you'll get more money in your account, you're doing whatever, you're kind of keep track, and then you have to go all the way down to when the bet was placed. It's very, very annoying. My example to you was the Carson Schwesinger bet, where I placed it in beginning of October? And so you're sifting through every single one of those bets that you've made since then, trying to find the ticket. It's just, it's a nightmare.
You would think in 2025 we would just have some of these things, like or more forward thinking, I guess.
On the apps, give me a search function inside of
slips. I would kill for a search function. The apps that don't have a search function now still, in general, blows my mind that some of them don't. Okay, we were talking basketball and the Charlotte Hornets. Big deal for us here on Money Moves and Now Follow the Money that the Hornets clinched their season win total on the over 25.5 yesterday. The Suns were the first team to clinch their pre-flop season win total. Yeah, get that Hornets win-o-meter up on the screen. Still, we have the win-o-meter set at 30 because that's the alt that Kelly Bidlin placed, and so we're rooting for it all. I mean, how many wins do you think the Hornets can legitimately have this year? We were talking about them for the division. Like, how many wins would that take?
I mean, I think they could push for like 40 wins. I mean, they're a very good team. I mean, they've won 11 out of their last 12.
Let's go.
Yeah. So no, they're going to push for the division. I think they can win it. Yes, they're going to be a near 500 team, it would seem.
All that to say, who do you think is next? You put in the rundown a handful of teams that are approaching the season win totals.
Yeah. So we've got a few, and I've actually you saw the spreadsheet I think this morning. So it's something I like to do around this time where you put together and track some of the win total results and where we're going to have them. Obviously, some from preseason win totals. So there's adjusted win totals all over the place, but these are from the preseason ones. So. I think we mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but Utah Jazz win total of 18.5, one win. So in other words, they have to lose out every single game the last 27 or so to clinch the under. I don't know about you. I think that's probably not going to happen. So the Jazz on the verge. I mean, I don't know, actually. The way they're handling tanking, maybe it will. It does remind me of.
What do they need to be? Like, it's the eighth worst finish within that to keep their pick.
Top 10. You're talking about the protected pick somewhere in there. Yeah, I think it's top 8 protected.
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna have to go back and look at the details if I remember this correctly. One of the worst win total beats that I can remember, the Oklahoma City Thunder back in their tanking days, they needed two wins over the last, I want to say, 23 games. No, excuse me. They needed three over the last 23 to clinch the over on their win total. They won two games down the stretch. And they lost out on the win total by one.
Wow.
It was one of the worst. It was one of the worst win total beats I've ever seen. And tracking it was absolutely fascinating. I don't think you're going to get a similar situation here with Utah. Some of the others, and these are by my discretion. We can go over the rest of the list as well. But San Antonio's win total is 44.5. They just need 7 more wins to clinch the over there. Feel pretty confident in saying they're going to get there. Detroit, 46.5. 7 wins needed there. Or, of course, to clinch the under, 23 losses. Feel like Detroit's going to get there. They're on a really good pace. Brooklyn's actually really interesting.
Can the Nets go 5-25?
Yeah, it was so. I know I have that up there. It would be 5-24 because that 25 would be the losses that they need to clinch the under. So either way, 5-24 at the very least to get over their win total of 19.5. I mean, that's going to be pretty interesting, right? I mean, do you Do you sit there and say, hey, man, we're going to keep tanking. We're going to get under. We got off to a good start, but we need to get this done. So they're going to be a fascinating one. And the inverse of that, teams that are very close to clinching the unders on their win total so far this year. Indiana Pacers, 5 more losses. They'll clinch the under on their win total of 37.5 as we enter the All-Star break. And the Orlando Magic, win total of 51.5. They need 6 more losses to clinch the under there. Magic have been very, very disappointing. Would assume that you're going to be able to get that because they don't think they're going to go 24-5 to get over the win total.
So something else I wanted to ask you about is kind of big picture. And this whole conversation kind of poked up the other day when the Knicks and Rockets had their 20th losses, the whole Phil Jackson 40-20 rule, where you need to reach 40 wins before 20 losses if you're a real title contender, that whole conversation. Okay. And so the top 4 records in the NBA right now are your reigning champion Thunder, 42-13, the Pistons, 40-13, so they both reached that threshold. Spurs, 38-16, Celtics, 35-19, so still in the running to get there. San Antonio with a little bit of breathing room. C's would need to win 5 in a row to get there. But according to ESPN Sports and Information Group, only 4 teams since 1979 have defied that 40-20 rule. So do you agree that the list is really that compact and that shrunk, or how wide open do you think it could be that this is a season that kind of defies that?
I think it could. I mean, the prime example of that. So again, the thought is you have to get to 40 wins before you get to 20 losses.
Yes.
My shining example would be Denver. Denver's 35-20 right now. They have the best player in basketball. Injuries have beset them quite a bit. But if you look at what this team is when they're at full strength, when you have Jokic alongside, when you have this team that is fully ready, I think they are on par with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the question becomes, will they be healthy? Aaron Gordon has had this consistent hamstring issue that has plagued them all throughout the year, but they're so well coached, Stormy, and they're so freaking good. I know they're playing 500 basketball right now, but I think that they're a team that would be able to defy that. They would fall into that category, and I think that's probably the farthest out you're going. I mean, again, we'll go back to, do you concur in what one of the big post-trade deadline stories is? Cleveland, 34-21, haven't gotten to the 40-win mark.
Don't trust them. 12-1
James Harden,
yeah.
I mean, they have the profile of it. We went over their numbers yesterday. They are a top-5 team across the board since, what, December 23rd, somewhere in that range? I mean, they're one of the best teams statistically since then, and they just got better with James Harden. Those would be two teams that I think could probably defy that rule, if you will.
Here's your top of the odds board right now for the NBA title winners. OKC, plus 130. The aforementioned Denver Nuggets, plus 450. Cavs, 12-1. Knicks, 13-1. Pistons and Celtics, 15-1. San Antonio, 16-1. Rockets 22-1, Lakers 35-1. So that's about as far out as we're going to take this thing for right now. Reminder, every time you fill up your gas tank right now, you could actually be earning real cash with the free Upside app. Just download Upside from the App Store or Google Play and claim an offer at a nearby station. Start earning right away. Promo code NETWORK will also get you an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. There are drivers out there right now earning $200 to $300 a year just from gas purchases they were already making anyways. It's simple. It's fast. You can cash out anytime, whether it's directly to your bank account or e-gift cards like Amazon. Download the free Upside app now. Again, use promo code NETWORK for your 25 cent per gallon bonus. Offers may vary by user and location. See upside.com for details. Okay, we got to step aside here real quickly on Follow the Money. When we come back, diving into a little football, Steve Wiss is going to join us. Great soccer betting analyst, handicapper. Next, stay tuned. Back in a flash on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Football season might be over, but the real football just heating up as we welcome you back here at Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel. Excited to have Steve Wiss join us here on the Progressive Guest Line, soccer betting analyst, host of Nordic Football Podcast, Betting Weekly Live as well by Bet Rivers. You can follow him on X at Meatman Soccer. And actually, let me just start there real quickly, Steve, because this is my first time getting to chat with you. Forgive me if this is a stupid question, but where does the Meat Man moniker come from? JVT said, I need to say it with my chest. The Meat Man is with us. Let's go.
Hello, Stormy. It's lovely to be with you and JVT today. I think Mitch and Paulie might have asked me this before. It's a simple one. I used to work in a butcher shop a long time ago. So that's where it originated from,
and it's
really.
Stuck.
I do like a good steak. I do like a good steak.
What's the best way to cook a steak? What's the go-to preparation?
Rare. Oh, yeah, I think you need peppercorn sauce on there, a little bit of seasoning as well, and it's got to be rare for me.
I'm a rare person as well. What about you?
Medium rare.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm in that vein. I'm in that vein. All right, Steve, before we get to the serious bets, I'm curious to get your perspective as somebody who's a lot closer to this. Is the United Strand guy as big a deal out there as it is for me? I've been following this thing for like over a year, and I do see the negativity seeping in now, but like, is it actually a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's getting a lot of publicity. He's not going to cut his hair until Man United win 5 consecutive games. And do you know what? I actually think deep down, he'll be quite pleased they didn't win a few nights ago, because he stays in the storyline, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He stays relevant. And I don't think they're going to win 5 straight games until next season, to be honest. I think he's in for at least another 6 to 8 months' wait.
Oh, it's been October of 2024, the last time he cut it. And we were trying to figure, I wonder what he does like day to day for a living, that he's like, that the hair is,
yeah, no idea.
It's just, yeah, that you can show up to work and everything's good. I love it. Let's get to some of the plays though, coming up this weekend with the England FA Cup Saturday, Southampton, Leicester City for the second time this week. What was your angle?
Well, it's got to be goals. I mean, these two teams have just met only a few days ago, and Southampton actually won the match 4-3. They were 3-0 down and won 4-3. So we've got to go for the goals again. The other league meeting this season ended 3-0 to Southampton. And I think Southampton, there's a good chance they'll cover this goal line all by themselves. Over 2.5 goals at minus 140. Leicester City are an absolute mess right now. They don't have a head coach at the moment. They're trying to appoint one, but no one seems to want to join them. There was actually a breaking news story that came about an hour ago that if they get relegated this season, they might be bankrupt, might be declared bankrupt. So they're in crisis. I think Southampton moneyline would be a good bet as well, actually, but over 2.5 goals at minus 140. Leicester City have conceded at least one goal in all but one of their last 28 league games. Their defense absolutely stinks.
All right, same thought then. Liverpool and Brighton, the times I've watched Liverpool, I've seen a defense that at times maybe needs to tighten up a little bit. Is that going to be the same thought process here?
Yeah, exactly that, JVT. I mean, I'm looking at over 3.5 goals in this one. It's a higher goal line, but this is the FA Cup, so someone is going to progress at the end of the match here. We might need extra time and penalties, but there's no replays anymore. So I think a lot of these matches are a lot more offensive than they used to be. And whenever Liverpool and Brighton meet, you tend to get a lot of goals. They actually did meet in one of the cup competitions last season. Liverpool won it 3-2. Brighton beat them 3-2 in the league last season. And I think both teams really need to take this seriously and really go for the cup. The Brighton head coach, Fabian Hertzler, he's the current next favourite to be fired in the Premier League. So he needs a big result here. Liverpool need a result. I think we're going to get a really, really exciting game. I'm willing to go higher on the goal line here, over 3.5 goals at plus 120. Looks a great value bet.
Soccer betting analyst Steve West joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. How about Aston Villa, Newcastle? What were you looking at?
I like the dog here, Newcastle to qualify. You can get plus 120 on this. I think it's a match that means more to Newcastle United. They won their first domestic major trophy last season, first time in 70 years. And I think they would love to add more silverware to their cabinet. And this is the best chance they've got. They're not going to win the Champions League. They're probably not even going to finish in the top five in the Premier League. So they need to take the FA Cup very, very seriously. And I think Newcastle will qualify overall. Whether they win in 90 minutes, I'm not sure. They might need extra time. They might need penalties. Aston Villa have been vulnerable of late. They look a bit tired. Matches are starting to catch up with them. So I think they're a really live dog here, Newcastle United. To get into the next round, you've got to back them to qualify plus 120. This is not a 90-minute bet. This is just to qualify in the match overall.
All right, let's stay at the English FA. We'll go to Sunday, though. Birmingham in pretty solid form, at least recently here, taking on Leeds. This looks like a fun game. So what are we going to do with this one?
I think we get a big cup shock here. I think Birmingham can knock out Leeds. Birmingham, of course, probably, I don't know how well they're known stateside. Tom Brady owns about 4% of them. And they're quite a big news story. And they love to be sort of in the headlines and make a big song and dance of that sort of thing. So they would love to beat a Premier League team. Leeds are actually my own side. They're the team I support myself. And I just think we are not going to take this match very seriously. The main priority for Leeds United is simply to survive and avoid relegation in the Premier League. So I think we're going to get a weakened team that takes the field for Leeds here. I think there are going to be a few youngsters that play, and players that are not in the first choice starting 11 might be rested. So this is a good chance for Birmingham to cause that shock. Again, I'm going to back them in the to qualify market, which means they could win in extra time, they could win on penalties. I actually think Birmingham might win in 90 minutes, though. Leeds have a bad record here. They've lost three of their last four visits, all of them by a 1-0 score, actually. And this looks like a good chance. Birmingham, decent championship team. Leeds probably going to be under strength and not focus on this match, so we can get a cup shock here at St Andrews on the early Sunday kickoff.
All right, let's go to the boot. Italy, we got Inter versus Juventus here. I think we have another total for you as well. So what do we like?
Well, there's all eyes on Milan at the minute, isn't they? The Winter Olympics. And this is the biggest match on the soccer field as well in Italy. Inter Milan against Juventus. I'm backing the goals here, over 2.5 goals. These are the best two teams in Italy, in my opinion. Inter are 8 points clear, and they're going to probably win the league. But I think Juventus are going to give it one last sort of swing here. If they don't win the game, they've got no chance of winning the league championship anymore. And their defence has let them down too often recently, Juventus. But they're scoring a lot of goals. I've got some stats here. I can just find them very, very quickly. Juventus have scored 17 goals in the last six games. Inter Milan are scoring a lot of goals as well. The reverse fixture ended 4-3. And last season, this meeting ended 4-4. So there's a massive history of goals. Both teams are just going to go for it offensively. For those after a player prop, you could do worse than look at one of the US national team players, actually. Weston McKennie, he's been in great form recently, scored in 5 of his last 9 games. He's 8-1 to score any time. This guy's in great form, and he's going to be a massive player for the US at the World Cup in the summer, actually. Weston McKennie for Juventus. But over 2.5 goals looks a really good bet here. -105. Probably my best bet of the whole weekend, actually, this one.
All right,
okay.
I like it.
Over 2.5, -105. Meanwhile, I'm sensing a little bit of a theme here. We have another game that you are thinking we can get some goals in the England Championship Monday, Coventry and Middlesbrough.
Yeah, this is the top two teams in the Championship League, which is the one just below the Premier League. And I know -150 might not be for everyone, but I think this is a really, it looks a banker over 2.5 goals. It really does. Coventry were 10 points clear at the top of the table, but they've blown that now. Middlesbrough now will lead them by 2 points. And what's cost Coventry is their defence. They've been conceding far too many goals. 5 of their last 6 matches have ended over 2.5 goals, and they've conceded 12 goals in their last 8 games. So this defence is not reliable. Middlesbrough have won 6 straight matches. They're really confident. And I think both teams, I think Coventry, the only way they get out of this funk is just by getting involved in a shootout and beating them big. The reverse fixture was a 4-2 win for Coventry, so they can take some confidence out of that one. And this is just going to be like a boxing match, a brawl, you know, punch after punch, both teams going for it hard. And usually when that happens, we're going to get the goals. So over 2.5 goals, -150. Again, a really good overs play for this weekend.
All right, I'm going to ask a selfish question in the last 90 seconds before we get you out of here. I first wanted to be a soccer fan, so I said, you know what, I'm going to pick a team. And I picked the Queen's Park Rangers the year that we were up last time. That did not happen, and now they're in the middle of the table out there in the championship. Do we have a shot here to get into this tournament?
I just think Queen's Park Rangers are one of those teams that not much has happened recently. Right. They were a Premier League team about 10 years ago, but they're kind of meandering to nothing now. Bit of a boring team to follow, I'm afraid, JVT. I don't think they've got much of a shot to make the playoffs this season. And, you know, are they still in the FA Cup? I think they're still in. Are they playing this weekend?
I'm not sure, actually. I'll double check on that one. I go back to the year they had Charlie Austin, and that was the year that I fell in love.
Yes. They famously, they went up and they stayed up, and they lost against Man City on the final game of the season. The Aguero goal, for those who remember that one. But, not the easiest fan.
No, not at all.
You poor soul.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you so much for the time and the breakdown. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys. You take care. See you around soon.
Good to talk to you.
And as someone who does not bet enough soccer, I like rooting for goals. And he gave us a couple of options this weekend. I'm going to have to tail a couple of these.
That Italian game is going to be fun.
We will be right back. More Follow the Money coming up after this. We are closing out the day with our in-pocket plays. We'll be right back.
has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're right.
All right, I'd like to start out with my plays here first. And then, no.
That's not funny. Okay, we had this whole ordeal in the commercial break because apparently I don't follow any rules. Y'all tell me to do something and then I inevitably forget. I'm going to follow along this time. So starting with the in-pocket plays, how I did yesterday, or I guess technically early this morning, not so pleased with the way that the checks showed up today. It was not great. The +2.5 does not get there against Canada. It was a 5-0 shutout for the team up north. But I thought it was going to be a good start until they scored with like 5 seconds left in the first period, and then it just kind of took off.
Did you hear that story about the Latvian scientists and the Czechoslovakian scientists that were eaten by the bears out there in Yellowstone?
What?
Yeah, male and a female. The Czech was in the male.
You're so dumb.
That was a good one.
A handful of pending plays, although a good start for Rasmus Dahlin of Sweden. Over 4.5 tournament points. He had 3 in the first game yesterday. So hopefully, I mean, we talked about it earlier. It would be a pretty brutal beat if that doesn't end up coming home. Finland for Group B, +140, not looking great. Czech Republic to medal. Still, you know, one game isn't going to show everything. 4-1, don't hate it. So far, so good in the golf, at least for Russell Henley. Top 10, top 20. He had a good start. So TBD on that. Victor Hovland, not as much. Even par, -112 for a T20, but still a long way to go, obviously, there as well. And I am going to add a couple plays that we just heard from Steve Wiss in the last segment. I'm going to roll with both the overs in Inter Juventus and Coventry Middlesbrough, because he said one of was the -105 on Inter over 2.5 for the total game. That was his favorite play of the day, so I'm going to roll with it. I don't bet soccer ever, but if somebody feels that confident in it, I'm going
to
roll.
So you go to Italy one summer, and look at this. You got all sorts of Italian stuff going on here.
Serie A. Ah,
there you go. I mean, yeah, you're the one that should know the language. You claim to know Japanese as well.
I just all know right. Il Conto.
Graded here.
That means I need to check.
Got it. Hawks +4.5. Jazz first half -3.5. Both winners. Thank goodness. Got there. Jazz was a one that, man, you didn't even have to worry about it. Smoked them in that first half. We'll go with it. We've talked about this angle a ton. Lakers -6.5 tonight. I think they're just going to beat him up. We know that Luka Doncic is not going to play. We know that DeAndre Ayton's not going to play. I know that the situation is not great in terms of the schedule, but I do think that the Lakers love these situations playing against some bad teams. And boy, oh boy, look at that injury report for Dallas. It's a bad one tonight. So we'll lay it with the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's all?
That's it.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, in pocket so
maybe you
place,
should do,
call
like,
it.
Yeah. Do what you're supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Nothing I'm supposed to
just
do.
Just want to mess with your head.
I did want to ask you at least to close out the day. Nothing else.
What? No.
I don't know. Sorry. We had the music going, so I wasn't sure if that might meant
I don't
that
know
you
what's
might have
with
something
that.
Else.
You're fine.
I wanted to ask you, following up on yesterday,
okay,
if you had any additional walking, run-ins, interesting stories on your morning adventures.
No.
You had something in Do You Concur we didn't get to earlier that I thought maybe something new transpired.
No, there's a lady. Yeah, see? Told you you're supposed to do something.
I didn't know.
Yeah, there was a small, minute woman who was about, 5'3", and like a 112, who had 3 giant German shepherds that she was walking, and obviously could not control them in any way, shape, or form.
Did they come off of the leash or anything?
I mean, she had to walk in the middle of the street. Yes, it was getting dragged out. I mean, it was crazy.
Needs to be like a height weight requirement based on the dog you purchase.
You should be like 999 pounds. Speaking of. You know you can go to VSiN.com and check out everything we have to offer and sign up for as little as $9.99.
No.
You can check out the daily best bets from the betting experts, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop tools. I always say everything we have to offer from a player prop standpoint, absolutely fantastic and underrated. 24/7 live streams. You can watch Stormy Mess Up every single day. And the betting guides as well. MLB guide, folks. Remember, we are 5 days away. Adam Burke's been working hard on it, so check it out. All of it. For $9.99 over at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Did you do previews last year in the MLB guide?
No, Adam has never let me touch his
okay.
child.
So this is a big deal that Jensen's such a big part of the guide then.
I mean, it's hurtful, yes.
So did you want to write up the Angels? Were you really excited to get that done?
I mean, you're going to bet the over every time. Let's go. One of these days is going to be right. Actually, did they get it last year? I can't remember. Mike Trout, I think, did go over his home run prop. That was a big one for last year, if I remember correctly.
So at what point?
I can't remember yesterday. So.
I know we are slowly each day going through a different MLB team each day as we break down like different previews. But at what point do you really get in there and start making bets? Like now that spring training is about to get underway and is this the time?
I mean, I like the all-star break for these sports as well. I mean, I know we have hockey, but this is a time to kind of reset because obviously college basketball has been underway, but this is really a good week to start to get ready, I think, for what's incoming, for Major League Baseball. So now that Jackson Smith and Jigba did not win MVP, as long as the evil empire, Los Angeles Dodgers, don't win it, we'll be happy. Remember, Shohei Ohtani was an Angel before he was a Dodger. But, yeah, this is about the time of year, like during the All-Star break, that I'll really kind of hunker down and we'll see if we can find some stuff. Maybe some fun player props as well throughout the year, too.
I know that's something for me, like I'm going to utilize this Olympic time to really dive into the NHL futures markets and stuff over the weekend in particular. So probably next week we'll have some additional angles or things that are added into the portfolio from that standpoint. But you mentioned kind of awards. Where do you sit on guys like Luka, guys like Jokic right now, Victor Wembanyama, who have a certain amount of games that they can afford to miss?
I'm glad you brought this up. I think this is one of my Duke and Curves. We just didn't have time to get to it. So Victor Wembanyama is minus 250 to win Defensive Player of the Year. If you look at the on-court, off-court numbers, once again, and it's only one metric, but it does paint a picture. It gives you an idea of where you're at with these guys. Wembanyama is having a great year. When he is off the, when he's on the floor, they give up about 7.3 less points per 100 possessions with him on the floor. Rudy Gobert's number is still over 12. They're still giving up more than or less than, if I can speak English, 12 points every 100 possessions with Rudy Gobert on the floor. It's an elite defensive on-off rating. He still continues to be incredible. And so when you look at Wembanyama for a couple of different reasons, with the price tag of minus 225, the fact that if he misses three more games, Stormy, he's done. He's not going to qualify for Defensive Player of the Year. And the fact that Rudy Gobert's on-court, off-court numbers are still better right now in terms of his impact defensively on the Minnesota Timberwolves versus Victor Wembanyama's impact on the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, I'm surprised that minus 225 is the price. I think it's a very big number considering...
Minus 250 at DraftKings right now.
Yeah, sorry, minus 250. Considering when you dig under the hood that there are some really strong cases to be made for Gobert, and just the probability of, do you think he's not going to miss three more games down the stretch?
Well, so that's why I asked the question, because his options are very, very limited. Obviously, Jokic can only afford to miss one more in the MVP market. SGA is still odds on, so maybe that's not even an argument to you, but if he were not to have that question, what do you think those odds would be?
Well, I'm more curious. You're talking about MVP?
Yeah.
So I'm more curious about it, not to not answer your question. This was brought up as well in the same vein, though. If Jokic has not missed any time at all since he's come back, he only has one. Remember, we're talking about one game, as we figured out.
We're so good at math.
So if he misses two, so again, he can miss one more game. If he misses two, then he's done. He has played in every game since he's come back from injury.
Even second half back-to-back, everything.
And that seems very purposeful. And so if he does play every game down the stretch to avoid being eliminated for contention, and with Shea now missing some time, should we not be betting Nikola Jokic to win MVP? It's not something I have, and it's just a thought that I want to speak out loud.
I mean, he's a walking triple-double.
He's incredible.
And he has been, as you said, known to be able to stay out there on the court. Mm-hmm. Clearly, if this is something that he wants, I like it. But that's just because I don't like odds-on favorites.
Well, that I just think, with Shea missing time, you're slowly opening the door to others getting involved here. So I do wonder if Jokic is going to have the ability. And especially, look, they're top three seed right now in the Eastern Conference. So if you're talking about a team that misses 16 games, he comes back, they're still going to win a top two. He's having an incredible year. I think that there's a strong case to be made that it is actually Jokic here. And that a good chunk of, not a good chunk, but obviously some of this price for Shea is the fact that his biggest competitor is a guy who has one game that he can miss, and two, he's done.
I know you have a longer shot number on Cade Cunningham, but even those numbers have cut down a bit, 14-1.
He's playing well. They might give him – so what they might do – do you have the screens in front of you?
Yeah.
Can you go to Clutch Player of the Year? Is that up right now? Because I think what they might do is they might say, well, we can't give Cade Cunningham MVP, but we have to give him something. They might give him Clutch Player of the Year.
He's second shot on the board, plus 350. Anthony Edwards, your favorite, plus 125.
Yeah. We'll have to look at some of the clutch numbers. Now that we're in the All-Star break, maybe we can do that next week and kind of sift through it, because there is quite literally a clutch time stat. Game within 5 points, five or fewer minutes left to go. The NBA tracks it on their official site, so it might be. It is sometimes as simple as just looking at the stats and seeing who's doing well. But Cade has done well in clutch time. I have not looked at Edwards' numbers recently, so I'll have to go back and look at those. He's been very good off the top of your dome when you're talking about highlights and whatnot that you can think of.
I know we'll handicap it. Will you bet anything All-Star Weekend?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
You do? Well, that's what I'm saying. I know we'll talk about it, but will you actually play anything?
I'm going to bet the stupid game.
Not the game, but like dunk contest, three-point contest. Okay. Yeah.
Damian Lillard's playing on a torn ACL. Yeah, he's in the, he's in the three-point contest.
Playing hurt?
Yeah, he is.
The dunk contest is...
Oh, no, dunk contest. You got me mixed up. Three-point contest.
I got you mixed up?
Yeah, you did.
How did I get you?
You think Damian Lillard is going to go in a dunk contest?
No, we were talking about the three-point contest. I was just then bringing up the dunk contest, asking about... Okay. On that note, that's a wrap for us. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Follow the money, VSiN Primetime with our boys Tim Murray, Will Hill, coming up next tonight. Circa owner Derek Stevens joining the show, recapping the Super Bowl results, look ahead to March Madness, and a whole lot more. Don't miss it.